I heard Cosmic with Carlos, and I was gonna wait to do this one at home, but I got fucking inspired to do this one right now because it was hilarious. And we got a NSFW, true off my chest. I just went to a brothel to lose my virginity. This is how it went. So I'm a 23-year-old, and my love is completely tragic. I have never tried a girlfriend. I've never had a girlfriend. Never been on a date other than a few lady friends I had back in the school, back in school. I literally have not even talked to a girl in months. I decided it was enough. I don't want to be a virgin anymore. Sick. So I just searched online and found a place near my apartment. Before going, I was seriously scared of getting in trouble somehow, or maybe even finding out that the place is some sort of organ trafficking ring. You're actually like, you're running a risk right there, huh? No joke, that was my biggest fear. What if I'm in the room doing my thing and suddenly two dudes show up and tie me down and take my kidneys? Eventually, I said fuck it and I went. When I first walked in, I tried to fake confidence. I did not want the receptionist to know that I'm a complete newbie to these things. So I acted confident and I just told her what I want. She told me to pay first and I did. Then she told me to go to one of the rooms and wait. A few minutes later, one of the girls came in. She was in her 30s, not atrociously ugly, but still far from attractive. I was surprised. I thought I would get to choose the girl, but I was too nervous to say anything. The woman started right away, and for the first 10 minutes of having fun, I was not enjoying it at all. I was actually quite bored. She kept touching me all over, and I was just there looking, not moving or doing anything. Must have been a weird ass sight to see, dude. I was not sure of what to do or say, so I just let her do her thing. She then told me to lay down so she can start sucking me. At the point I've been, did you start clapping? At the point I've been in there for 20 minutes, but I still was not aroused, not even a bit. She then started the blowjob, and I was not, still not feeling it. I don't mean I was not feeling anything because I was, but it was just not anything that special. She kept on sucking, and I was just there thinking, what happens now? Is this it? Is this sex? She kept sucking and sucking, and there was still no reaction from me. She was clearly and visibly getting bored, and honestly, so was I. She could have kept sucking for hours and still don't think anything would have changed. Because you're jerking off too much, bro. Eventually, I decided to end it. I told her to stop, and I finished myself off in seconds. Literally seconds. This woman was there sucking me off like there's no tomorrow, but it was nowhere. I touched myself for seconds and immediately finished. After that, I just left the place quickly and decided to walk home. I asked myself many questions. Am I gay? Was that just how sex normally goes? Did I really pay all that money just to finish myself off? Was she just ugly and bad at her job? Now, a day later, I do not regret it. I'm just so overwhelmed. It was like when all your friends tell you to go watch that one movie and it's supposedly the greatest film in history. Oh, so you're talking about Red Dawn. No, that's not the greatest movie. It's a good movie, though. I love that movie. The new one's kind of whack, but the old one's pretty sick. And then you go watch it, and it turns out just to be a movie extremely overhyped and really not worth all the praise. And then we have some other people right here commenting. I can't have sex with a woman whom I've had no emotional connection with. I've also read that if a person spends too much time masturbating, that sex, that's exactly what I said, bro. That sex with a partner can be difficult or underwhelming. Don't feel bad. Make an effort to date. It will happen. I doubt you're gay. Death grips is definitely an issue sometimes. That's true. If you beat off too much during the week or something like that, you can definitely feel like not as dope, I guess. You're definitely holding your meat way too hard. Go buy a pocket pussy, dude. And then this one has a bunch of awards right here. It says OP. That sounds like an awful experience, and you've already gotten some really shitty advice, so please don't listen to it. First of all, It's not abnormal to be a virgin at 23. That's true. I have some friends that are still virgins, and they're way above that. Despite what your friends, movies, and media and societal pressure may tell you, there's probably a lot more people in the exact same situation. The fact that we've been in a pandemic for the last few years has seriously hindered a new relationship from forming. Not to mention the decline of modern society's ability to socialize with one another. I'm 40-ish woman, and my first boyfriend was 23 when I took his virginity with, fuck my God. When I took his virginity in the late 90s, Jesus Christ. I've slept with two men, one in his mid-20s and the other around 30, that later admitted it was his first time, no big deal. Your decision to visit a sex worker is a personal choice, and there should be no shame in that. Not everyone will share this view. However, and there are some legal, ethical, safety considerations to consider that I won't dive into here, since you didn't seal the deal. It was the last visit. I'd suggest going, giving further thought to this if this is something you want to attempt again. Your virginity isn't hindered. Let's see. Oh, seal the deal. With the last visit, I suggest giving further thought to this if this is something you want to attempt again. Your virginity isn't a burden to get rid of. Feeling bored, lack of arousal, and underwhelmed by the experiences, I chalk this up to your anxiety about the situation and lack of attraction to the woman. All totally normal. Anxiety nerves can be a total boner killer. And to answer your question, no, this isn't no way means you're gay. And it isn't how sex normally goes. How did we go to that conclusion? Why do you think you're gay now, dude? When you reference sex in a movie, overhyped is not worth the praise. Here's the best analogy. An analogy. Jesus. You guys come here to listen to me, mush mouth fucking sentence. Sex can be like that. Just remember that. When you see on screen is really scripted and never happens quite like that. The best parts are the outtakes and the gag reels, okay? No pun intended, laughing at my own jokes here. That's funny. But seriously, sex is really the best when you're relaxed and having fun with someone you're mutually attracted to and can laugh with. I mean, you're naked, there's weird noises, smells, fluids. Come on, it's the only way. Best of luck. I'd hope you find that person you can enjoy with, because once you do, it's worth it. Somebody says that's beautifully written. I agree. I don't know what. Well, I mean, if it really is a burden to you, you should might as well just go to like a brothel, I guess. Just make sure they're like safe and clean, and you wear a condom, obviously. And then I have another one that says, "All of this, I don't know where you are, dude, but I've had friends in the industry who can all recommend both here and abroad. Various races, various sizes, all beautiful, all very good." Are you fucking selling fucking snatch right here on the online? "All very good at their respective crafts. To be honest, like, you need intimacy, oh my God, intimacy, not sex. You want a place for a quick nut? They'll do it intim They don't do intimacy. You have a pay more for an intimacy friend." It's funny because this person writes like I read. Where was I? That's what a lot of high-priced escorts are being paid for. It's not the services, it's that they offer companionship and not intimacy, not just a quick blowjob. Take your time, do your research, don't pay less than $500 an hour. Don't read reviews of the girl. Again, take your time. Also, get on some dating apps and video games. You're likely talking to girls and don't know it if you already do these things. It's not like TV, friend. Plenty of people are still virgins. Plenty of folks are not having sex, especially in your generation. You're just fine. Someone else says, "And be upfront." I have no, like, I don't know. This is a He had a bad experience, dude. It sucks. Let's see. Somebody be upfront about what you want. You're likely to find somebody who enjoy making your dreams a reality for the right price. Bingo. There are more details, the better. Then they can either decline, confirm, or recommend to colleagues, sex workers, talk to one another, and their own community. If you're a good client, you won't lack for providers. Well said, dude. Well said. Or girl. I think it's a girl. I think most of these, except for the guy that was posting it, was a guy. Obviously. Probably. I don't know. Let's see. Me see if I can read some other shit. Hold on. I would like to also add that I've been with people that can only be sexually aroused with someone they have feelings or relationship with. And to be honest, it really does make the difference in the experience. And then somebody said something about your decision to visit a sex worker. Yes, there should be former sex worker here. Damn. Shoot the address, bro. No, I'm just kidding. Sex work is commercialized rape through I don't fault OP for this because it's normalized in our culture. Where was I? It's really hard trying to record something when there's a bunch of shit going on in the background. Let's see. Okay. It's disgusting industry and inhumane act. Paying for sex for someone who otherwise would not be have given consent is called converse consent, which is opposite of enthusiastic consent, which one guess that's what's fucked up in regards to sex. One, that's funny because where I'm recording this right now in front of where I work is where the night girls usually walk by, so that's funny. That's ironic. So anyway, Die Horror Cosmic, and that's basically it. I fucking mush mouthed it again, as usual.